Good morning. Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Monday, June 9th, and sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning, the mayor of Commerce, His Honor Dr. John Bellotti. Birthdays.
You're the top. You're the Colosseum. You're the top. You're the Louvre Museum.
Born this day in 1891, composer extraordinaire Cole Porter. The Secretary of Defense under Kennedy and Johnson, Robert McNamara, born this day in 1916. Michael J. Fox is 53 today. Johnny Depp is 51. Natalie Portman is 33. This day in history, June 9th, 1954, the beginning of the end for Senator Joseph McCarthy as he's chastised by Attorney Joseph Welch in the Army McCarthy hearings.
Let us not assassinate this lad further, Senator. You've done enough. Have you no sense of decency, sir? At long last, have you left no sense of decency?
Over the weekend, we saw how difficult it is for a horse to win the Triple Crown as California Chrome became the latest to come up short. But on June 9, 1973, Secretariat not only wins the Triple Crown, but runs away from the field in the Belmont Stakes. From CBS.
They're in the set. Secretariat has opened a 22-length lead. He is going to be the Triple Crown winner. Here comes Secretariat to the wire. An unbelievable, an amazing performance. He hits the finish 25 lengths in front.
In 2008, Ken Griffey Jr. becomes the sixth player in big league history to hit 600 homers. Number one on the charts in 1974, recorded in Lagos, Nigeria. It's Paul McCartney and Wings with Band on the Run. On the KETR events calendar, the Commerce ISD is participating in the Summer Food Service Program. Meals will be provided to all children without charge and are the same for all children 18 years of age and under. Kids do not need to register or show proof of age or income. Meals will be provided at A.C. Williams Elementary School and the Bread of Life Church of the Nazarene on Highway 224 from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Monday through Thursday through July 17th. For more information, see events at KETR.org. And our thought for the day comes from the great songwriter Cole Porter, whose birthday was June 9th. In olden days, a glimpse of stocking was looked on as something shocking. But now, God knows, anything goes. Cole, old friend, what would you say today? Our guest in the cafe this morning is the mayor of Commerce, His Honor Dr. John Bellotti. Good morning.
Good morning, John Mark. Could I have iced tea this morning?
Iced tea? Sure. Yes. We're going to have to change our menu here as we move into the heat of the summer, for sure. Well, John, something very important coming up on Thursday, June 12th, and that is a meeting with Adams Engineering, and you're going to find out a lot at that time about the feasibility study having to do with this USDA, U.S. Department of Agriculture, medical facility that's been discussed.
And we've been working on this for a couple of years, as you know. We've talked about on and off during the cafe. We began the feasibility study a couple of months ago, and Adams Engineering conducted the feasibility study. And on the afternoon of the 12th, they will be coming to Commerce and making the report as to what they discovered in their feasibility study. As far as, once again, we had to use the word to describe itself, but will it be feasible for the USDA, Texas A&M University, Commerce, the City of Commerce, to move ahead requesting the grant to construct this facility, medical treatment facility?
Mm-hmm. And how would this be different from a normal hospital that people might be familiar with if it was built?
As I understand it, if you are sick or ill, you go to a hospital to stay for an extended period of time. And with the treatment center, it may be as simple as a primary care facility. You go in other words, if you haven't, in a rural community, you haven't got a doctor, you go to the treatment center to see a doctor. Or if you have continuing illness, you are recuperating, you can go in for some type of specific treatment. That is also what the feasibility study is discussing, mm-hmm. is discovering what type of treatment will be provided.
And this will be very regional in concept.
Yes. And that's part of why Commerce actually got selected, because we are in a rural eastern area, and the USDA provides these funds for these type of treatment centers, and we qualified.
Okay, well, this is going to be some exciting news one way or the other that'll be coming out of that meeting. And again, that's Thursday, June the 12th.
Yes.
And now Tuesday, June 24th, groundbreaking for the new emergency center, and this is the Hunt Memorial Hospital District facility.
That's what we voted the bond on last November.
Yeah.
And it was approved, and there have been a couple of different beginning dates on this, but I recently had a meeting with John Heatherly, and the final date the beginning date now is set for June 24th, so we will be having groundbreaking, and I think the community will be hearing a lot about that as we get closer on the afternoon of the 24th, around 3 o'clock, I think.
Mm-hmm. And this is going to be built, as I understand it, on Highway 50, just south of Culver Street, as you come into town from Interstate 30.
You know it as 50. I know it as 24.
No, you're right. It goes by two names, and it's always been confusing, and it probably always will be. But the highway that from which you come into town from Interstate 30.
Yes, near the old rodeo arena.
Well, you got to go way back to remember that.
Well,
John,
that's what they tell me.
Yeah, no, but I do remember that. And when is that likely to be ready to open for business?
My goodness, I believe originally it was supposed to be about the time that school was starting, yeah. But I think that's been moved back. I think they're looking at October, November.
Okay. We are talking with the mayor of Commerce, Dr. John Bilotti, and of course he is a frequent guest on the Blacklands Cafe. Well, you had to understand some success with the farmer's market.
And that is something that's was going on here for quite some time before I came to town 14 years ago. And I have a number of friends and associates in town and that have said, well, let's get the farmer's market back. Let's get the farmer's market back. So it took about 2 years, the first campaign period that I was in as mayor or time that I've been mayor, and collecting the right people and getting the right people in the right places. And 2 weeks ago, as we're speaking now, mm-hmm. we've had two Saturdays. This coming Saturday will be the third Saturday. And yes, it's been very successful. We started out, Miss Johnson, Sherry Johnson, was kind of the coordinator there. We had 10 or 11 vendors the first weekend. We had 16, 17 vendors sign up for the second weekend. The third weekend, she said, we got over 22 vendors. Now, they may not all be there at the same time, but they are signed up to be there as we have these farmers markets. So it is moving forward quite nicely. It's right at the end of Bonham Street Alley and Monroe Street, Washington Street, the intersection, Huffman's parking lot.
Mm-hmm. Sure. And then finally, the arrangement with the university for the use of the rec center and the pool there at the rec center starts Sunday, June 15th.
We're really pleased to have had this association completed, yes. And so what this means is that residents of Commerce can swim at the university pool for half price. Bring some type of paperwork that indicates that you're a member of the city, a driver's license, a water bill, something like that. And then once you have filled out the paperwork, you get a little card, and then you just come daily and pay half rate. $1.50 a day for children under 17 and $3.50 a day for people over 17.
Well, Mayor, thanks for having that glass of iced tea with us this morning.
Thank you, John Mark. Always a pleasure.
All right. And you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.